You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis said Mass in the chapel of the Casa Santa Marta on Thursday morning. In remarks to the faithful following the readings of the day, the Holy Father reflected on the importance of keeping tethered to our roots, especially our spiritual roots, and avoiding what he called psychological self-exile.
Una persona senza radici, che ha dimenticato le proprie radici, è ammalata.
Taking as his starting point the reading from the book of Nehemiah, in which the prophet recounts Ezra's reading of the law to the whole assembly of the people before their re-entrance into the holy city, Jerusalem, after some 70 years of Babylonian captivity, Pope Francis recalled the nostalgic tears of Nehemiah, who was cupbearer to the Persian king Artaxerxes at Babylon. Then Pope Francis recalled the verse of Psalm 137, which says, "Upon the rivers of Babylon there we sat and wept when we remembered Zion." The Pope also reflected on the nostalgia of migrants, those who are far from home and want to return. After so many years of exile, the roots had weakened but were not lost. Recovering the roots means recovering the sense of belonging of a people, Pope Francis said. Without roots, he continued, we cannot live. A people without roots, or at risk of losing roots, is a sick people.
Sono a casa. Sono a casa.
The Pope went on to invite all those at Mass to read the whole of the 8th chapter of Nehemiah, from which the first reading of the day was drawn, and to ask whether they have not themselves let fail the memory of the Lord, and if they have, whether they are ready to start a journey to recover their roots, or whether they prefer to be closed in on themselves in the soul's self-imposed exile. Finally, Pope Francis said that if you are afraid of crying, you will have fear of laughing, because after one weeps with sadness, there come tears of joy. We must therefore ask for the grace of the repentant cry, the weeping of those who are sad for their sins, but also for the weeping of joy, because the Lord forgave us and has done in our lives what he did with his people. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.